Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. Well, today I come to you rejoicing because I received while praying this morning a very, very long message on several different topics. And one of them, or actually I should say two of them, were really encouraging. And so I want to read that part, those parts to you today. Now, the Lord is still warning us that judgment is already here, brothers and sisters. We are experiencing judgment from the hand of the Lord. I believe that everything that's happening right now, He is allowing because He wants to wake up people. He wants to wake them up and shake them up so they will repent and come back to Him. So we are under judgment, and we're going to see these judgments increasing. However, today I did hear something that really, I was very surprised what I heard. I heard that there is a pause. There is a pause in the birth pangs that we have been experiencing. Now, I have not heard that in many, many years. Matter of fact, I believe it was back in 2018 when there seemed to be, I think it was 2018, there was a lot of things happening. And at the time, people were saying, this is it. You know, everything's going to happen now. And the Lord told me, no, this is a delay. There is a delay coming. And I put that out there, and I got so much flack, and I think I lost a lot of subscribers. People were very upset with me, but I had to be faithful to what I heard, and sure enough, guess what? There was a delay. There really was. So now I'm hearing there's a pause. I don't know how long this pause is going to be. I don't know what this pause is exactly, where it's going to be. I don't have any of the details. I don't know when, but I do have to share what the Lord has told me. He also told me about an open heaven, and I am so excited about this because I really didn't understand what an open heaven was. I've heard of it before, and I've heard people talking about that they experienced an open heaven, but I've never really dived into it, especially in Scripture, because I didn't think it was scriptural, but I was wrong. I spent the morning studying Scripture today and found out about the open heaven that we can experience. And I am so excited to bring this to you, brothers and sisters. So please hang in there. I have a short message I'm going to read to you. It's part of a larger message. And then I'm going to share with you a couple things about this open heaven that I believe the Lord wants us to be experiencing if we're walking and obeying Him. These are the things that are coming in the last days. He is going to be pouring out His Spirit. All right, let's go ahead and get to the message. Here's what the first thing I heard was this. I heard a time delay is coming. A time delay is coming. And then I heard a pause comes. And then I heard a correction. Then I heard something made right, for not all the good has left the earth. For I still have my shining stars who stand for me. They are the light in the darkness. There are areas of much light, and there are areas of great darkness. And then the Lord told me something, and I'm not going to read it exactly how He told me, because he got very specific, but I'm going to be more general, so you can read between the lines on this. I heard that there is somebody, and many of us understand this, and you probably know what I'm talking about. There's someone who is ruling behind the scenes right now. There's somebody who is ruling behind the scenes like a proxy. And he's calling all the shots right now. And everyone is like his puppet. And they're doing his bidding. Now, I believe, and the Lord did not tell me this, but this is what I think. I believe that this could be the Antichrist that is hiding in the shadows until he takes his throne of power. All right, now back to the actual message. I heard this. There will be a reprieve, a pause in his destruction. It shall be short, but enough to gain back your breath. The pause is to bring many who are undecided back into the fold. Many who have been wandering will come back. There will be an increase of souls saved during this time. An open door. An open heaven for some. Let's say that again. An open door. An open heaven for some. For I will pour out my spirit on all who will receive. And then I heard Acts 2. And I heard that this open door and this open heaven have to do with Acts 2. And here's what it says in Acts 2. And it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your older men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Wickedness has overplayed his hand, and many eyes have been opened to the truth of the enemy's ways. Goodness, righteousness, and purity will overcome the darkness, for evil will be laid to rest in the final hour. Do not lose hope, but rejoice that you serve the conqueror of all things. Hallelujah. I come, and this is the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit that I heard this from. And he says, I will come with the sword of my mouth and will execute judgment. Justice will come. Make no mistake about it. Wickedness and evil will not prevail. Watch and see my hand move among the nations. My judgment comes, but so does my mercy. For I am a loving God, wanting no man to perish in his sins. Pray for my will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, for that day will surely come. And that was the end of the message. All right, so we've already talked about the pause. We don't have specifics, and I'm not sure exactly which pause. I don't know don't believe it's a pause in the war, because part of this other message, the Lord did talk about the wars and the rumors of wars. So this is something else. Sometimes we don't know completely with prophecy until after it's been fulfilled. We also heard about an open heaven. So what is this open heaven? Well, the Lord did explain that the open heaven that he was talking about is in Acts 2. Now, I will have all these scriptures that I am mentioning to you. I will have them all in my blog, and that link for that is down below. So go and read the transcript, reread it, and read the scriptures because they're powerful. All right, so this open heaven, which, brothers and sisters, like I said, I didn't know very much about it scripturally. And it is a real thing. It really is. In John 1:49-51, it talks about that Jesus says to Nathanael that he was going to see greater things than this. He said, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. So on this, what we're seeing with Scripture is this open heaven. There's an ascending and descending going on with the angels coming up and down. And it says to Nathanael, he's going to see greater things. So brothers and sisters, we are to expect to see miracles. Are we expecting that? Do we have enough faith to believe that God is true to his word and that he can accomplish what he promised? Do we believe in miracles? Here he talks about Nathanael's going to see an open heaven. Do we believe that? You know, that's about the thing about faith. We will only go so far in our relationship with God concerning the faith, how much faith that we have. So we need to pray for a greater measure of faith to believe these things, brothers and sisters, so we can see them to pass, so we can see the Lord pouring out his miracles in these last days. Okay, let's move on. Malachi 3:10, it talks about God's going to open a window of heaven in order to pour out so many blessings that you would not have room enough to receive it. Let me say it again. He's going to open in Malachi 3:10, he says, a window in heaven, of heaven, so he can pour out so many blessings that you would not have enough room to even receive it. Are you ready for that? Are you expecting that? Do you have faith for that? A window of heaven pouring out blessings? In Genesis 28:12, it talks about that there was a ladder that was set upon earth, and the top reached to heaven. And again, there were angels ascending and descending on that ladder. So there is a window of heaven. There is a ladder that goes to heaven. Let me see what else it says here in my notes. Matthew 3:16 talks about that the Holy Spirit came down upon Jesus like a dove. And how did he come down? Through an open heaven. So we see the Holy Spirit coming down through an open heaven. In John 1:51, it says that the heavens were opened. And once again, what happened? Angels ascended and descended upon Jesus. So this open heaven really seems to have a lot to do with angels, brothers and sisters. So the angels, and also for blessings. And let's not forget Acts 2, where it's also going to bring, the open heaven is going to bring dreams and visions and people prophesying. And I believe that's also an open heaven. And we are seeing that today. We are seeing this open heaven of people getting dreams, words, and visions. The Lord started giving me words, dreams, and visions over 10 years ago, but since then I have seen such an increase of people, the Lord's people, who are getting dreams now. And this is a sign of the last days. That's what it says in Acts 2. In the last days, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh, and there will be people who will be dreaming and prophesying. That's what's going on. All right, also, I'm going to end with this last one, Revelation 4, 1. It talks about that there is an open heaven, and it says the open heaven is like an open door to heaven. So let's review real quickly. There is the Holy Spirit that comes from the open heaven. There are words, dreams, and prophecy that comes from an open heaven. There's a door in heaven. That is an open door. There's a door. There's a window. And there's a ladder. So those are the things that I saw about concerning the open heaven. And then, of course, with Nathaniel, that greater things he will see. And those greater things are the things I just listed. So, brothers and sisters, let us seek the Lord on these things. Ask him for more wisdom and revelation concerning it. And if any of you have a testimony that you want to bring to us concerning an open heaven or miracles that the Lord has done in your life, please put those in the comments down below of this video and share it with all of us. So let's continue to seek him so that we might be in a place where we can experience this open heaven of blessings to fall upon those who walk in obedience. The Lord Jesus.